There's always an objective, always a target.
The objectives and targets always came from us. Who's giving them to him now?
Scary version?
He is.
Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Folks, glad you're tuned in and open mic. We've got it queued up for you. 814-946-0435 on this 12th day of the 6 month, 2026 year, ADNIC. Got some great stumpers coming up. Four of them plus one, two, three, four add-ons. Three of them on one of the stumpers. That's like eight chances to win the approbation, admiration, adulation, smart songs, all talk radio. We had a caller yesterday who was very sharp, named Emily. But she must be a new listener because she wondered, what did she win? And I explained the approbation, admiration, adulation, smart songs, all talk radio. We don't make things tawdry here. We don't give away, you know, mercenary gifts that, you know, just materialistic nonsense. No, we don't do that. We give away the best stuff, absolutely tax-free from the IRS. The approbation, admiration, adulation, smart songs, all talk radio. Maybe you can get it today, but it's also Friday. You know what that means.
Is filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's weasel stomping day. Put your Viking helmet on, spread that mayonnaise on the lawn.
Yes, it's weasel stomping day. We look back over the past 7 days. Who is deserving of our opprobrium? That would be the weasels of the week. And being fair and balanced, we like to point out the people deserving our approbation, the winners of the week. And let's get started on the weasel side, folks. And let's get started with moi. Yes, I like to do the Homer Nod segment to get that out of the way. My weekly admission of errors and omissions. How bad was my week? Well, yesterday, I forgot the Wayback Book. That was bad. That's never good when you forget the Wayback Book. Then we have, Wednesday show. Apparently, it did not get recorded. So if you're looking for the broadcast on podcast, it's not there. And our producer, Deb, would like to apologize for not properly recording a Wednesday show. Okay, Deb, I got your mic on. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm tired. Could you just call yourself an idiot?
Okay. Well, all right. Fair enough. Fair enough. But I, for one time in a week, I've got every Hats Off to Heroes nominee correct, and I'll give you today's Hats Off to Heroes nominee, Officer Christopher Carper of the Altoona Police Department. If you see Officer Chris Carper today, folks, give him a big thank you as a first responder, as a policeman who puts his life on the line for us. And we thank all our first responders, all of those heroes. Thanks to our sponsors here at Leitner Communications for Hats Off to Heroes, which include Broomball Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brett Cogan Electrical Services, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions. Get your nominees in at phone number 814-946-0435. Works for texting as well. I got a great underdog winner coming up. Maybe one more weasel before we get to the winner side. I thought I had another weasel I wanted to bring up right away. How about Trump? I've got 3 nominations for him for weasel. So he is claiming now. This is how many times is Charlie Brown going to try to kick the football with Lucy Holding? He claims that the Iranians have agreed to a deal with no nuclear development in their future. Of course, he's been saying for months that they were desperate for a deal. So I ask you this, folks, in all sincerity, in all matter of sensibility, if the Iranians were desperate for a deal, as Trump has said, Why did he twice have to threaten them with civilizational annihilation? Why did he twice have to threaten them to get to agree to a deal? And we don't even know that they've agreed to a deal. And we don't know that the deal they'll agree to, they'll keep. You know, I think of the robber who comes up to you and says, your money or your life. He's going to claim you were desperate for a deal, too. That's the equivalent of what Trump is doing here. And I should point out, too, a little bit of lesson from history. You know, humiliating your opponent, your enemy, is never a good foreign policy. Didn't we learn that in World War I, and which led to World War II, by humiliating the Germans and the Italians? Didn't we learn that lesson? And that's what Trump's trying to do with Iran, trying to humiliate them. And this is just a matter of logistics, folks. What's to stop Iran, if they do suspend and cease operating a nuclear development program, what's to stop them from buying a nuclear arsenal from Pakistan, from China, from North Korea, or the Soviets, all of which would love to have Iranian oil, and all of which are friendly to Iran and hostile to the United States? And not exactly friends with Israel either. So I don't know how you're going to stop this and to claim that we keep having deals, blah, blah, blah. And Mr. Trump said he was going to bring the troops home when he ran in 2024, but he's not doing that. He's putting the troops in harm's way for whose benefit? For your benefit? I don't think so. For my benefit? I know he isn't. Who's benefiting from American soldiers being put in harm's way? Nobody in America, unfortunately. Now, that's a pretty big weasel nomination. You can object to that, and I do welcome any of your opinions. We'll certainly hear you out respectfully. 814-946-0435. On the winner side, I want to give a quick nod to a guest, Mona Lisa Vito Stumper. A listener named Greg last week gave me this stumper that I used on Monday. Really good. Which former president, unable to walk, was carried from Hollidaysburg to Johnstown in 1841 on a trip west to Ohio? Great Mona Lisa Vito Stumper. The answer, by the way, was William Henry Harrison. The reason he couldn't walk is he's dead. He had died a month after taking the oath of office in 1841 and was being transported back to Ohio for burial. And, of course, they had a canal system then, but the canal didn't go through the Allegheny, so you had to go through the Altoona or the Pennsylvania Portage from Hollidaysburg to Johnstown. Now you know. But good job there, Greg. And one more winner. I have this ready, but maybe Kathy wants to reiterate. Good morning, Kathy. How you doing?
I'm good, Dr. John. How are you?
Good. I have this article you forwarded to me about the GOP governor's alternatives to how to celebrate June, and I have a couple of suggestions myself. But can I mention these really quickly? So the Nuclear Family Month is going to be celebrated by Tennessee and Indiana. In Alabama, it's Strong Families Month to coincide with Father's Day. The governors of Utah and Arkansas have deemed it Fidelity Month, which emphasizes fidelity to faith, country, and family. Very, very, very nice. And Republican lawmakers in at least four states have introduced legislation this year calling for June to be Fidelity Month. So great nomination there, Kathy. Thanks to you. And what else on your mind, though, today?
Well, I just wanted to weigh in on Trump. I haven't watched The Five for a while, and I watched it last night. And Jesse Waters said that he was getting tired of Trump moving the ball.
Right. He believes him this time, though. He believes him this time, though.
Yeah. I just thought it was really funny the way he said that. He said, you know, we're getting tired of this.
Well, it's just like Lucy holding the football for Charlie Brown to kick, and she always pulls it away. That's what Iran is doing to Trump. He's Charlie Brown, they're Lucy, and they keep saying, oh, go, you can kick this time. No, it's not going to happen.
I also wanted to give a winner nomination to the, I don't know his name, I saw the conference that he did about those children, the migrant children.
I'm not sure who you're talking about, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, they're tracking down these children that came across the border.
Okay.
And I think they have like another 300,000 to go. I don't know how
oh
they get
goodness.
The figure. But all the abuses they said that these children suffered.
I can only imagine how horrifying that would be, because these are kids whose parents have kind of abandoned them or forsaken them or whatever. Somehow they've been dislocated from families and they're on their own pretty much here in America, right?
That's right. And I guess there's people out there that amassed like 30 or more children. They would say, oh, yeah, we're going to take care of these children. Or there would be, they said there were sponsors in the United States and there were none.
Oh.
And how a lot of these young girls are repeatedly raped. And I mean repeatedly, not.
Oh, yeah. It's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. This goes beyond weaselness. But the winner here is a gentleman whose name you don't know. He's fighting on their behalf. Is that right?
Well, he took, didn't he take Pam Bondi's place?
Is that the new attorney general?
Yes.
Okay.
And his name escapes me, but I happened to be sitting, and it was a captive audience yesterday, and they had Fox on, and they had that whole news conference on, and it was really disturbing. But at least they're trying to do the right thing and track these people down.
Okay, very good. I just typed in new AG, and it brings up something about agriculture. So I gotta be a little more careful with my searching here. I'll get his name. I'll get his name though. The AG of the USA. Okay.
Do you think Shapiro's going to jump on the bandwagon here about the pride? You know, not doing the Pride Month, doing the Fidelity thing.
What do you think? He'll be in the front of the parade, okay? He's going to be in the front of the parade, fresh back from being in Canada bashing America and Donald Trump, which, by the way, some of it was, again, these terrorists are driving me crazy. That's another reason he's going to get a weasel nomination. He's been told by the courts to suspend his nonsense, and he keeps putting tariffs on 60 new countries now. I mean, it's ridiculous. But
the other day I saw it was 90.
Well, it could be. Could be. Anything to make our lives more expensive. That's what he's pretty much doing. Launching a war to drive up the gasoline price, launching tariffs to drive up what we pay at the stores and for everything else in our lives, and raising our taxes at the same time. So thank you, Donald Trump. Really appreciate all that you're doing for us. All right. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye.
814-946-0435. Maybe there's a... Maybe you got a winner nomination for Mr. Trump. I'd like to hear it, between the Iranian situation, between the terrorists that he keeps imposing, and he is now known as the president of vice because he's all in favor of gambling. He's all in favor of decriminalizing marijuana and other dangerous drugs. He's all in favor of a lot of things you would have never thought a conservative Republican would have been in favor. But hey, that's our man. He's independent-minded, right? 814-946-0435. Another winner. I want to thank our sponsor here at Open Mic, Complete Insurance Services. While you live, work, and create, Complete Insurance Services protects you against the vagaries of risk with integrity, stability, and service. Please, folks, do yourself a favor. Call 814-940-1733. I'll give you that number again. You can set up an appointment to talk to the top insurance professional in Blair County, independent agent John Eichelberger Jr. He's been in the business 40 years and counting. Complete Insurance Services is in its 26th year, and he knows the ins and outs, ups and downs. An independent professional, he can get you the best, absolute best deals on the policies that you need, and will tell you which policies you don't need. Again, that number, 814-940-1733. The website's CompleteInsurancePA.com, and the office, conveniently located right across from the Railroaders Museum at 1213 9th Avenue here in Altoona. All right, got some great stumpers here, folks, but I brought the Wayback Book today. I think yesterday was the first day I've ever missed, I've ever forgotten the Wayback Book. Don't know how that happened. How every day I leave my house, there's six things to remember. Wallet, car keys, office keys, pen, phone, Wayback Book. Those are my six checklist items. For whatever reason, I didn't hit all six yesterday. Anyway, today's Wayback Book. How about a couple of dates from June 12th here in Altoona? 1949. On June the 12th, 1949, ladies and gentlemen, an unknown Christian evangelist named Billy Graham arrived in Altoona to launch a two-week revival service, which launched his international ministry. That's where it kicked. That's where it all kicked off for Billy Graham, right here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, June the 12th, 1949, which leads into our first stumper, ladies and gentlemen. What was new to Altoona Radio and Blair County 20 years ago today, June 12th, 2006. What was new to Altoona and Blair County Radio 20 years ago today? And it has three add-ons, so you could have quadruple winnings here, folks. Stumper number two, Flag Day is Sunday, June 14th. Also, 80th birthday of President Trump. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Still didn't get my invitation. Wonder what the holdup is. Anyway, Flag Day is Sunday. It is not a national or federal holiday, but many states recognize it as a state holiday. Which state was the first to recognize Flag Day as June 14th as a state holiday? They did it in 1937. Which state was the first to recognize Flag Day as a state holiday? Stumper number three. In 1907, which was the first national organization to celebrate Flag Day? The first national organization to celebrate Flag Day, June 14th of 1907. There's an add-on to this, too. It's pretty good. And our final stumper. Who was the earliest born to be inducted into both the International Swimming Hall of Fame and the U.S. Chess Hall of Fame? Actually, I think he's the only one that's been inducted into both, but he was the earliest born of each of those halls of fame. The earliest born to be in both the International Swimming Hall of Fame and the U.S. Chess Hall of Fame, and I'm pretty sure the only person who's actually in both of those halls of fame. Who was that? 814-946-0435. We'll be right back with our underdog winner of the week. I think you're going to like it. And it's Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
This is John Eichelberger from Complete Insurance Services in Altoona. The insurance industry is experiencing a lot of change. Premiums are increasing, and many companies are more restrictive in what they'll insure. It's more important than ever to have an independent agent with multiple companies who can find the right market at the right price for your insurance needs. Whether it's personal or business coverage, Complete Insurance Services can help. Call us at 940-1733. That's 940-1733.
You're invited to Blair Township's Community Block Party Thursday, June 18th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the corner of Justice and Capitol Streets in the Fort Fetter area of Hollidaysburg. There'll be local food vendors, live music from Altoona's own Jimmy Mowry, axe throwing from Slinger's Throw House, and activities for the kids courtesy of our local fire departments. For more information, email Cami, K-A-M-I, at blairtownship-pa.org. The Hollidaysburg Area Farmers Market is back, open every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. off the Diamond. And the Nighttime Market is the third Friday evening each month from 5 to 8 through September. This list of events is brought to you by Epic Pyrotechnics, JP Mortgage Lending, Keller Engineers, Holiday Pools and Spas, Thrivent Financial, Andrea Paul Hollidaysburg, Five Star Power Sports in Duncansville, Everett Railroad, and Reeder Timber Services. There's always something happening in Hollidaysburg.
WRTA Community Events.
The Blair County Historical Society's History Speaks series presents What's in a Name?
exploring the history behind Blair County names, presented by Ken Stiver. It's Wednesday, June 17th, 7 p.m. at the Railroaders Memorial Museum in Altoona. Admission is free. Donations are welcomed.
Get home improvement information every weekend at Home with Gary Sullivan, Saturdays noon to 2 on WRTA.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Ah, that's our great senator there from Massachusetts. Is she from Massachusetts? I don't know, but I was thinking of her yesterday, folks, when the decision was made in that murder case. Was it California, where the one young man killed and murdered another young man? And it just so happens that the murderer is a black man and the victim was a white person. And here's the lesson of the so-called Carmelo Anthony murder case, folks. And this is our underdog winner of the week. After 7 decades of civil rights activism, we have a huge percentage of the black population, and some whites as well, that believes murder ought to be legal if it's against a white person. That's what I'm taking out of this complaint by people, mostly black, but some whites, about the decision in this clear-cut murder case. But we have spent trillions of dollars and all this civil rights activist nonsense, and what has it gotten us? A bunch of idiots, racist idiots at that. The white American public is hated more than ever before for allegedly perpetuating white supremacy. You've heard that before, I'm pretty sure. Of course, if it were really true that there is such a thing as white supremacy, wouldn't black students be pretending to be white on their college applications to get all the white advantages that would accrue to them from, you know, a white supremacist society? But they're not doing that. Of course, they do know such thing, and there are, however, whites. There are whites who pretend to do otherwise, and you know who I'm thinking of there.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Yeah. You know, old Pocahontas pretending she's not white to get the benefits and corporate jobs first, elected to office second, and then, it turns out DNA shows otherwise. But this is an underdog winner, so what's the upside here? We never need to hear this argument again. We don't even have to pay attention to anybody who spills this hate like the Southern Poverty Law Center. Don't listen to them anymore. Just say it's nonsense and walk away, because it's not helping anything to try to even discuss with these people. They are evil people, and Satan is not a reasonable man. He is not going to have his mind changed. 814-946-0435. Happy to report that somebody texted the correct answer to stumper number one, but I'm going to go to the phones and see if Bruce, is this Brainiac Bruce?
Hi, Dr. John. It's Bruce.
Sorry. Do you have the first stumper? Although Dave is going to share the winnings here since he texted the correct answer. What was new to Altoona and Blair County Radio 20 years ago today?
I don't know that one, Dr. John.
Well, I can. I will now give all the credit to texter Dave. Yes. And I can throw the add-ons at you, it was the debut of talk show radio host Dr. John. It was my first show ever, June 12th of 2006, 20 years ago today. Happy anniversary to me. Now, it hasn't been a continuous show because I had 6 years off for bad behavior in Harrisburg and a couple years off for good behavior after that. But I've been first show was June 12th of 2006. Here's the first add-on question. You ready, Bruce?
I'll try.
All right. What were the first two words Dr. John spoke in his debut?
First two words. Liberty.
There you go. That wasn't hard. I was going to say what were the first 11 words and make you say the whole thing, but I figure I'll be nice to you. You're taking this on the fly here, so I appreciate that. Add on number two for this. Who was the first ever winner of the week in week number one of the Dr. John show? It was, by the way, it was Two Ray Radio when I first broke in. Now it's open mic. But who was the first winner of the week?
Oh, John Eichelberger.
You got the first name right, but not Mr. Eichelberger. Our third add-on there, what two things did Dr. John mention on his first show as his guide to life? The two things he mentioned as his guide to life, which are found on the front side of every U.S. coin.
Well, we're going to say God.
In God we trust.
And
proclaim.
Proclaim liberty throughout
liberty.
All the land.
Liberty is there. You see
the inhabitants thereof.
You see liberty, and you'll see in God we trust on the front side of every U.S. coin, a pre-tribute to the Dr. John show. Okay, let's see if you can do it any of these other stumpers, which you called about. Flag Day Sunday, which was the first state to make it a state holiday, because it's not a national or federal holiday.
Pennsylvania.
Yes. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in 1937. And stumper number three, in 1907, what was the first national organization to celebrate Flag Day?
Oh, definitely the Elks.
The Elks, the Brothers, Brotherhood of, what does the BPOE stand for? Brotherhood of...
Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. That's something I always knew, so I didn't even look it up today. Now I've forgotten. All right, here's the add-on to that, Mr. Bruce. If dogs bark and lions roar, what do elks do? Not a trick question, by the way. I'm talking about the animal elk with the four-legged kind. If dogs bark and lions roar, what do elks do?
Bugle.
Bugle. Boy, you're sharp. And I think that's
the gray matter's working.
I think that's a collective term for elks too, isn't it? You have a covey of quail and a bugle of elks. I think
it might be.
All right, and our final: who was the earliest born in both the Swimming Hall of Fame and the U.S. Hall of Fame, and the only person to be in both halls of fame?
I don't know that one, Dr. John.
That's a good one. It's a good one. Any winners or weasels for us, Mr. Bruce?
Oh yes.
Go ahead.
Weasels have to be the people from the state of Maine who voted for that anti-Semite.
Okay, fair. That's a good nomination there. Maine voters for Nazism. very good. What else?
I go for a winner. I know this is going to be a little controversial. Lindsey Graham winning the people of...
Yeah, it is controversial. As soon as you say his name, I get angry. But why is he a winner?
I think he's one of the strongest supporters of the pro-life movement. His voting record reflects that. So,
well, that's news to me. I will look that up, but otherwise he's a worthless space eater. And again, one of these chicken hawks that like to put American soldiers in harm's way and will kiss President Trump's behind. I think you'd have to surgically remove his lips when Trump leaves office. But if he's pro-life, then I got to give him a little bit of a break there.
I hope you get your invitation, Dr. John, either today or tomorrow. Those are the last 2 days to get that invitation from President Trump.
I could crash the party, too. What could happen? what could go wrong if I show up uninvited and walk in? Anyway, I'll make sure my will is in order before I leave. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
All right, 814-946-0435. You got any winners or weasels for us? Do you know who was the only person in the International Swimming Hall of Fame and the U.S. Chess Hall of Fame? And he was the earliest born to be in each. And I think we've got everything. Oh, yeah, we do have everything else covered because... between Dave and Bruce, they've cleaned pretty much of that approbation, admiration, adulation up for us. All right, we're going to take a quick break for Fox News. We'll be back. It's Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Fox News on Gian Gelosi. President Trump says a deal with Iran is close, but the conflict continues with the U.S. military coming to the defense of ships in the region.
According to a senior U.S. official, it appears Iran has attempted to strike a commercial ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz tonight. U.S. forces shot down two Iranian one-way attack drones. Traffic flow through the strait continues, but the president did pull back from another round of airstrikes on Iran that were set to happen last night. He called them off after saying once again that a deal was at hand.
Fox's Douglas Ader. Elon Musk taking SpaceX public, marking a major day for Wall Street.
The IPO is expected to be priced at $135 per share and aims to raise $75 billion, valuing the company at $1.77 trillion.
America's listening to Fox News.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Listen to WRTA anywhere at WRTA.com or on the Lightner Radio app. Streaming of WRTA is driven by Grubco Busing Incorporated in Heston.
Grubco Busing is your family-run travel partner serving Huntington, State College, Altoona, and beyond since 1980. Grubco Charter Bus Tours offer superior comfort and convenience, and their professional drivers ensure a safe, relaxing, and enjoyable journey. Book your next adventure at GrubcoBusing.com or give them a call at 814-907-0518. Follow them on Facebook, too.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
SpaceX is expected to go public today. Elon Musk's rocket, satellite, and artificial intelligence business, XAI. It plans to trade on the NASDAQ and is anticipated to be the largest stock launch ever. Though Jamie Cox of Harris Financial says sometime later, SpaceX likely will pull back.
Don't expect that after the pop that you're going to see this thing just go up and up and up. It's probably going to have a drawdown at some point in the first couple of months.
Also today, the University of Michigan releases its consumer sentiment report for this month. Lou Bassany says the stock market is trading beyond the Iran conflict.
It's looking past this war in Iran, and it's looking at the earnings fundamentals.
If the conflict drags on, he says, things could change. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When disasters hit and cell networks fail, Rapid Radios keeps you connected. Instant push-to-talk with coast-to-coast range. No contracts, no monthly bills. Trusted by law enforcement, government agencies, and over 500,000 users. Always ready when your phone isn't. Because in an emergency, seconds matter, and reliability isn't optional. Go to rapidradios.com, use code RADIO for 5% off, and free shipping from Michigan. Rapid Radios, communication redefined.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect increasing cloud cover as temperatures rise to a high of 86 degrees. Look out for a strong thunderstorm later in the day with the potential for heavy rain, hail, and strong winds. Tonight will bring clearing skies and cooler temperatures with a low of 57 degrees. Tomorrow, anticipate mostly sunny conditions and lower humidity with a high reaching 83 degrees. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Billy Kinder Outdoors, Sunday mornings from 5 to 7 on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Behind me stands a wall that encircles the free sectors of this city, part of a vast system of barriers that divides the entire continent of Europe. General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate.
And those cheers go on for about 20 seconds, and then we hear this.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And they go on for more than 20 seconds after that. The great elocution by Ronaldus Maximus, the great Ronald Reagan, June 12th of 1987. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Well, Mr. Gorbachev didn't tear it down, but it was torn down 2 years later. The Cold War was won by the good guys over the evil empire. Thank you, Gipper. Thank you, Gipper. We should always remember that. June 12th should be special. And not just because it's my debut date on radio, but I think that speech might be a little bit more important. On the evil side of June 12th, it was June 12th, 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were murdered. And I'll say it, O.J. Simpson, he did it. I don't care, sue me. All right, birthdays on this date, the great Jim Nabors, born in 1930, he died 9 years ago. Chick Corea, the great keyboardist, born 1941, he died in 2021. If we go back to 1924, war hero George Herbert Walker Bush was born, aviator during World War II. What else did he do? Oh, yeah, 41st president of these United States. And the great engineer, John Roebling, the designer of the Brooklyn Bridge, but kind of, it was weird, a freak accident. His foot got crushed while he was surveying the site where the bridge was going to be built. Some sort of a ship came in, a ferry came in, and his foot was caught and crushed. And from that stemmed an infection, and sepsis set in. And, well, when there's not antibiotics, you're going to die. Calvin Coolidge's son, when Calvin Coolidge was president, his son was playing tennis on the White House lawn and stubbed his toe. He died a few days later. Grim realities back when, folks. We have it a lot better today, but still a long way to go, I guess. And we're going to talk about Thy Kingdom Come is the only place we really want to get to. Hey, I got a couple things here to share with you. So today, this afternoon, the 79th State District Office is going to have an open house with new State Representative Andrea Vorobish. That is open. The open house is from 3 to 6 p.m., and 4 p.m. is when the ribbon cutting is. I'm going to try to be there around 3:30 or so and stick around for the ribbon cutting, and maybe a little bit longer. If you're around, please say hi. I'm easy to pick out. I'll be probably wearing a Leitner communication shirt or something similar. On Sunday, well, tomorrow, before I forget to get to Sunday, tomorrow, WRTA Weekends follows Adam Erickson's Week in Sports. That's from 9 to 10. At 10, Doug Herendeen will be hosting Dr. Gabe Merkin, and a nice hour of talk there on medical issues. And then at 11 o'clock, Money Talks with Colony Realty Groups Limited, Dorothy Colony, Cinnamon Colony Chapman, and they have a guest realtor in-house tomorrow, Mr. Roger Peacock. On Sunday is the Flag Day events at downtown Altoona. I think it's 1 o'clock for the official ceremony, but it's different places. It's said 12 to 3, 12 to 2, but I think 1 o'clock will be the official services, and I think Mayor Matt Pacifico will be giving an address as a part of that. Also on Sunday, folks, this is big. The Jaffa Shriners. I ran into one last night, Bruce Kelly, and of course John Eichelberger is one of those Shriners too. But Jaffa Shriners will celebrate on Sunday the official listing of their Broad Avenue headquarters on the National Register of Historic Places. That is impressive. And that ceremony will be on Sunday at about 2:30 p.m. The event will take place in the building's banquet hall and will feature the unveiling of a bronze plaque commemorating this significant milestone. For those of you that don't know, the Jaffa Shrine received its charter in the summer of 1903. In 1926, Jaffa Shriners selected their current Broad Avenue site for the new headquarters. They had originally been out in Chestnut Avenue. Construction began in 1928, and a landmark building was formally dedicated on September 25th, 1930, amid an outstanding community celebration. Hope it's outstanding on Sunday, too, because that's significant to make the National Register of Historic Places, the Jaffa Shrine. Way to go, Shriners! And they do great work, too, by the way, and they do great patriotic support of Memorial Day and Veterans Day parades and much else for our community. So thank you, Shriners, and congratulations. Coming up on Tuesday, we have Money Matters on open mic at 9:35 with Liesl Kaffhammer of ARC Federal Credit Union, talking about the true cost of home ownership. It's more expensive than most people realize. Most people think, I got to buy a home. Wait a minute. Make sure you understand all the costs to home ownership, and Liesl Kaffhammer will help you appreciate that on Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon at 2, The Buzz with Dr. George Slupko and Doug Herendine as they talk about respiratory matters. All right, let's see. I got all our stumpers answered now. Yes, Earl came through with the correct text on, here's Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks, First Organization. We got that answer, Kathy. Bruce knew that. And here's a Facebook link. Dare I click on it? I hate clicking on links when people don't tell me what I'm clicking on. But I'll click on it, see if I blow up. Let's see here. Something about something in German. Oh, it's a German depiction of John Roebling, the great engineer who designed the Brooklyn Bridge. All right. Well, thank you for sending that. I'll have to read that in detail later. It starts out in German, but it switches to English somewhere. All right. City of Helsinki, Finland, founded on this date in 1550. And the Virginia Declaration of Rights was adopted June 12, 1776. Along with Magna Carta and the English Bill of Rights, it's the chief source of the Bill of Rights, which has been adopted into our Constitution. And the first bicycle was invented on this date in 1817 by Carl von Dreyse. And it was Flintstone propulsion. They didn't have any it didn't have any pedals. You just pushed it. I call it Flintstone propulsion. And the Baseball Hall of Fame, opened for the first time with the inaugural inductees of Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner of Pittsburgh Pirate fame, Christy Mathewson of Pennsylvania fame, and Walter the Train Johnson. All right. And 1942, it was the 13th birthday of a young girl in Germany named Anne Frank. And she ended up, of course, in Holland and later ended up in a concentration camp a couple years later, dead at the age of 15. All right. Let's see. Let's get back to our winners and weasels, folks. We got the phone lines ready to go for you. What do I have here for weasels? St. Francis University. They were so close to getting it right on their new mascot. St. Francis University up in Loretta. It used to be the Red Flash. And now they're not the Red Flash anymore. They're the Red Wolves. Oh, so close. So close. Why didn't they call themselves the Red Wolfhounds? Wolfhounds are more fierce than wolves, or they wouldn't be wolfhounds. That goes without saying. And then they could get an actual red borzoi as a mascot. I would probably attend every game. And what would be the right name for that red borzoi? Ruge. That was the name of the Borzoi I got in June 10th of 2006, 2 days before I started my show. Oh, that was the other add-on stumper we didn't get the answer to. Who was the first ever winner of the week in week one of Dr. John's radio career? And that was me. I named myself winner of the week. Why not? I got my own radio show and I got a new puppy named Ruge, Red Brindle Borzoi. So, again, I wish St. Francis would have asked me. I could that a red wolfhound would be so much more distinctive than a red wolf. Oh, come on. Isn't the red wolf what went after Little Red Riding Hood? The big bad wolf? Well, it was not a nice. It was not nice. But a wolfhound, oh, they're sharp. They are sharp. There's another weasel, folks. And I think it's the judge in this story is the weasel. So, and this just came, this news just broke this week. It happened on May 27th. So it happened a couple weeks ago. But this shows you the derangement of the left. Police got a phone call that gunshots were heard coming from inside a Virginia home. So the SWAT team responded. Who lives in that home? Justice Amy Coney Barrett and her family and children. Another despicable example of the left-wing tactic of swatting and doxing. Right-wingers don't do that. This is all left-wing nonsense. Justice Barnett's address is public thanks to Ruth Sentus, the abortion's right group that published private addresses of the conservative justices in 2022 after the leak, the illegal leak of the court's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. Progressive has since protested outside the homes of Justices Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Chief Justice John Roberts. And in 2022, a transgendered woman, that would be a deranged man, ladies and gentlemen, for those of us who are objective about biology, a deranged man stalked the home of Justice Barrett Kavanaugh with a plan to kill him. Prosecutors asked for a 30-year sentence, but the federal judge, Deborah Boardman, here's the weasel. She sentenced the attacker to what the defense asked for. They asked for just 8 years. Prosecutors said 30 years for trying to kill a U.S. Supreme Court Associate Justice. And Justice, I'll go with what the defense says. 8 years, probably be out in 3 or 4. Yeah, and that sends a message. That sends a message. Go ahead after these people. Go ahead and swat and dox and do all you want. But there's where we are in America today, folks. People bend over backwards for these leftists. We don't need to do that anymore. Let's get them on the defensive and let's start standing up for the laws of nature and nature's God. Speaking of which, that's one thing I forgot to tell you, too. Two things I forgot to tell you about. Number one, today, and pretty much any day for the time being, you want to get a large pizza. This is a winner if ever there were one. Pizza night. Large pizza, one topping. And again, this is secret between you and me. Don't tell anybody else. Large pizza, one topping. If you call and say you'd like the Leitner special, you'll get it for $9.47. That's the frequency number of our sister channel, my mix, 947. But you pay $9.47, large pizza, one topping, and their pizza sauce is excellent at Pizza Night. The number 814-943-7000. That's easy to remember. 943-7000, Pizza Night. Get ask for the Leitner pizza deal. Make sure you say that or you'll be in trouble. One more thing. A Sunday night, there'll be our second Saturate Altoona event. The fun and stuff is at 5:30 to 6:30. A lot of vendors giving away stuff for free, drinks and ice cream. And it's a good Christian event, and they'll be singing the praises of the Lord. And it got me to thinking, you know, you hear about June being Pride Month, and in other states are trying to make it Fidelity Month. How about we have a Humility Month? Ah, you know why I thought of that when I see Saturate Altoona? Because they are gathering for the glory of God. That's the essence of humility. We are We are created in His image, and we need to give honor and glory to God. And a little bit of humility goes a long way, but we need a lot more than a little bit these days. Starting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
This is John Eichelberger from Complete Insurance Services in Altoona. The insurance industry is experiencing a lot of change. Premiums are increasing, and many companies are more restrictive in what they'll insure. It's more important than ever to have an independent agent with multiple companies who can find the right market at the right price for your insurance needs. Whether it's personal or business coverage, Complete Insurance Services can help. Call us at 940-1733. That's 940-1733.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 5th Avenue, Altoona, open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30, closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
Looking for crazy deals? Stop what you're doing, because the tent sale at Park Home in Altoona and Johnstown is insane.
Come on!
Save up to 80% off inside the tent on display models, canceled orders, factory closeouts, and one-of-a-kind items with only one left. Furniture, mattresses, recliners, sectionals, dinettes, and home accents priced to move fast. Queen mattresses, recliners, and dinettes starting at just $299. Sofas, $399. Sectionals, only $999. See it, love it, claim it. Because once it's gone, it's gone. Plus, inside the showroom, get an extra $100 off qualifying purchases. And with 60 months of special financing available to qualified buyers, you can bring home the styles you want today. But hurry, the best deals disappear fast, and this tent sale won't last forever. Save up to 80% off happening now at Park Home in Altoona and Johnstown. Run, don't walk, to the Park Home tent sale today.
See store for details.
WRTA Weekend with Doug Arendine. Saturday mornings from 10 to noon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
All right, we're back. It's just about 2.5 minutes before the top of the hour. So real quickly, I did look up the story about Attorney General Todd Blanche, and he held a press conference this week with DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullins about the Ohio illegal citizens who are smuggling migrant children in for absolutely evil purposes. And Attorney General Blanche has not been quiet about the dereliction of the Biden administration in the just dismissal of migrant children. So I appreciate you bringing me up to speed on that story, Kathy. And that's one of those things, though, that go beyond weaselness. It's just so too ugly to even think about. But thankfully, we got some winners like Todd Blanche and Mark Wayne Mullen. By the way, Tom from Huntington texted me that John Roebling founded his hometown of Saxonburg up in Butler County, Pennsylvania. I believe Butler's out by Pittsburgh. I'm pretty sure about that. Anyway, he didn't know that. Saxonburg founded by John Roebling. Now I do know. Thank you there, Tom. I appreciate it. Got another winner to mention before we leave the air today. Mike Pence. I like this guy, folks. He's out hawking his book, not getting the publicity that Jill Biden is. But his new book is What Conservatives Believe, Rediscovering the American Conscience. This is going to be a book about what conservative Republicans ought to stand for. And it's not everything Donald Trump stands for, folks. It's going to be a call against the populism, I expect. And that populism can be whatever you want it to be. That's the problem. We should be principled, and we should be dedicated to our Constitution. And we should be dedicated to those values and ideas in the Declaration of Independence. And Mike Pence is all on board for that, I am quite sure. Eager to take a look at that book when I can get my hands on a copy. Well, in the meantime, I wish you a very great weekend, very busy weekend. Happy Flag Day to everybody. I'll catch you Monday. Have a good day.
It's all over, Boomwinkle.